Fletcher. Chapter 1. Fact or Fiction? My brothers and I all fell for the same girl. Luke. 10 years earlier.
No woman is better than this, my brother Calder says, standing at the lookout point of Fletcher Mountain.
He's flanked by pine trees as his eyes move from me to my brother Wyatt on my right.
He looks up behind us at our three cabins nestled perfectly in their prospective locations, all at various levels of construction.
It's a beautiful sight seeing our homes beside each other atop a Colorado mountain. A fucking dream, some might say. Wyatt bought this peak outside of Boulder just a year ago. At the time, the only existing structure was a dilapidated red barn with an outhouse. Our dad thought he was crazy for moving up here and living in the mice-infested apartment above the barn, but Wyatt made it work. He always craved a life outside of town. He doesn't people real well. But he was onto something, because we all realized quickly that there's something magical about his mountain. It's like an instant anxiety reducer when you're here, which meant that when Wyatt offered me and Calder a plot of land to build our own places next to him, we jumped at the chance. Now the three of us brothers reside in a full-blown compound living situation that many people think we're crazy for. But it works for us. We carpool the 30 minutes into Boulder every day and work construction for our father. We get drinks together after work and even make the occasional meals together. Monthly poker nights, weekly bar hopping excursions. We're each other's best friends, which sometimes feels bigger than family. We fight, yes, but we work through it. And for the most part, we get along. Some might say we're the closest brothers they'd ever seen. Hard to believe we were beating the ever-loving shit out of each other less than 12 hours ago. All because of a girl. My swollen eye stings as I shake out my fist, wishing I could erase the memories of everything that went down last night. Wyatt's lip is still covered in dried blood from my cracked knuckle and his busted lip. Calder's cheekbone is red and swollen, and I know there's a wicked bruise developing on his back from Wyatt ramming him into the bar. We've been in some brawls together before, but we were usually teaming up against other guys, not each other. Judy, the owner of the mercantile where we were at last night, threw us all out and called our dad. It was like we were a group of rowdy teenagers, not three grown men in our 20s. But I was instantly thrust back into my childhood when my dad pulled up and dragged all three of us up the mountain to give us a lecture that made us feel an inch fucking tall, and we're all well over 6 foot. It wasn't one of our proudest moments. And I'd love to place blame on the woman who came between us, but deep down, I know we are the ones responsible for this. The three of us made a bet over a girl, and that bet blew up in our faces, ending with a husband we never knew about and a nail-biting paternity test involving all of us. If I never see Robin Whittaker and her husband again for the rest of my life, it will be too damn soon. Those two took their fucked-up relationship back to Colorado Springs with their baby on the way, and I tried not to spit on their car on their way out of town. The shame I have over that relationship is something I can't even look my father or mother in the eye about. Let's make a pact to never fall in love, I add, my eyes sweeping down the mountain vista to land on the small rural community of Jamestown. It rests at the bottom of Fletcher Mountain, and it's a place I intend to call home for the rest of my life, even if that means I have to spend the next decade making up to Judy for trashing her bar. Seriously, I add, turning to address both of my brothers. We can do one-night stands, or casual fucks, or random hookups. We can satisfy our needs however we need to, but we don't do girlfriends. Ever. We sure as hell don't do wives. All relationships do is bring trouble. Hell, look how it turned out for Max. Wyatt and Calder both jerked their heads back, not laughing at my glib tone, but taking it seriously, which I appreciate. As the youngest of four boys, I tend to let the older brothers do the dictating, but I want to be heard right now. Our oldest brother Max's story is a messy one. He lives in Boulder and is successful in business and a great dad to his daughter, Everly. But losing his college girlfriend and the mother of his daughter to another woman wasn't easy on him. It's been years since he was divorced, and he's still a stiff, controlling pain in the ass. And I get it. No amount of time can heal that level of trauma. That situation, plus our mess with all three of us secretly fucking the same woman behind